I'm reading tonight is one that I admit I've it's been used quite often a few times. It's a very familiar reading. You could probably tell me more about it than I could tell you. But yes, the wonderful news about this reading is that you can, God can take these verses and give you an entirely fresh inspiration from him, by his Holy Spirit, of course. Whoever you are, here in this room tonight, to the extent that someone could leave this place tonight with a great burden lifted off their shoulders, might be you, and making a glorious discovery of what God can do in you, yes, in you, tonight. And I'm pleased to say that that word applies to me as well as anyone else. Let's turn to our reading tonight. It comes from John's Gospel, chapter 4, and verse 3. John's Gospel, chapter 4, and verse 3. That's page 1270. 1270. John's Gospel, chapter 4, and verse 3. Everyone got it? Now, verse 3 says, he, that's Jesus, left Judea and went away into Galilee, and he must needs pass through Samaria. He comes there to a city of Samaria called Sychar, near the land which Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now, a fountain of Jacob's was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with the way he had come, sat just as he was at the fountain. It was about the sixth hour. A woman comes out of Samaria to draw water. Jesus says to her, give me to drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city that they might buy provisions. The woman says to him, sir, verse 11, by the way, we jump to verse 11, in case you were puzzled with that. The woman says to him, sir, there is nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Whence then hast thou the living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank of it himself and his sons and his cattle? Jesus answered and said to her, everyone who drinks of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinks of the water which I shall give, him shall never thirst forever. But the water which I shall give him shall become in him a fountain of water, springing up into eternal life. The woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. Jesus says to her, go, call thy husband and come here. The woman answered and said, I am not a husband. Jesus says to her, thou hast said well, I am not a husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast, thou hast, is not thy husband. This thou hast spoken truly. Now look, move right over to verse 28. Verse 28. The woman then left her water pot and went away into the city, and says to the men, come, see a man who told me all things I had ever done. Is not he the Christ? And they came out of the city and came to him. It's an intriguing little instance recorded in the Bible, isn't it? It's got all the human life qualities coming out there, isn't it? As well as the glorious life of the Lord Jesus. Now, one thing that must have come across to you from our reading, how much Jesus is able to know about the personal thoughts of anyone. He knew exactly what this woman was thinking. And that includes your personal thoughts and mine tonight. He's able to do that, not only because he is one with God, the Lord Jesus, the ruler of the universe, no less, but he came to this world to completely identify with mankind, you and me, in every way. Yes, I say it again, that includes you and me. He identified with us. That's why he didn't come here in the head of a vast army. Could have done. He didn't come with all the pomp and circumstance of royalty. Could have done. He didn't come as the wealthiest person in the world. He didn't set himself up as a worldwide religious leader. No. He came to identify with people in all walks of life for a very good reason, including you. Then he went on to the cross to take on himself the penalty of your sin and mine. Yes, you know that already, I'm sure. It should have fallen on you, the penalty, but he took it upon himself on that cross. So if you accept him in your life tonight, most of us know this already, but it's always good to be reminded of this. You accept him in your life tonight, you can be identified with him. He identified with you, you can be identified with him in the sight of God. You can be identified with him in all the perfection, in the presence of the living God, your Maker and Creator. Your Maker and Creator, forever. Be identified with him forever. And that's how much he loves you. That's why he went to that cross. That's how much he loves you. Yes. The Lord Jesus knows all about the problems and difficulties. I mean, you may be facing them in your life right now, in this stage in your life. He knows all about them. However big or however small. And that came out beautifully in our reading tonight. I don't know if you noticed. If we had time to read the whole chapter, we'd have found that the Lord Jesus met up with four completely different types of people. Starting from his disciples. Yes, he met his disciples. Yes. Then he met this woman on her own. And a whole village of people turned out. And after that he met, if we had time to read the whole chapter, I'm sure we won't, he met a rich nobleman. Don't worry, we're not going to read the whole chapter. But if we did, we'd discover these people had one thing in common. They'd gained faith in the Lord Jesus as they realised how much he knew about them and what he could do for them. He could answer all their problems. He can answer all your problems tonight. And that, I'm sure you realise, is what means to become a Christian. To hand your life over to the Lord Jesus. It's not about struggling to live by a new set of rules. It's not about trying to squeeze yourself into an extremely religious image. It's not about denying everything that you can think of in your life. There are people that actually think that. It's about putting your faith in Jesus Christ. Accepting what he's done for you. And letting that faith grow within you. By his Holy Spirit. Our reading tonight reminds us just how that faith begins and how it grows and what it can do for you and other people in your life. Not just you, other people in your life. So first of all, let me remind you of verse 3. It says that Jesus went on his way to Galilee and needs pass through Samaria. Actually, geographically speaking, if I could put it that way, he could have gone a couple of different ways. But, you see, he needs to do that because the Lord Jesus was on a divine pathway through life. It began with making that massive stoop to come and live amongst us, be identified with us. And he was on this divine pathway. And this is a typical example of the Lord Jesus on his divine pathway. And it took him on an encounter with just this one person at this stage. Has that occurred to you? I don't know if it has. You could be the very person tonight that the risen Lord Jesus is seeking an encounter with. Whoever you are.
Yep,
whoever you are. The lady that Jesus met in that reading was entirely different from the person he just left. He just ministered to an upright, moral, religious leader. He was now about to meet a downright immoral lady. The woman at the well. Most of us have heard about the Good Samaritan.
Yep.
Well, this is the bad Samaritan, this lady.
Yep.
The woman at the well. And our reading tells us that Jesus approached her and he was weary on his journey. Yes, identifying with all our challenges in life and limitations. And he was thirsty as well. Yes, the Lord Jesus, who began this journey as the creator of the whole universe, was thirsty, just like you and me. And asked the lady the humility of it, eh, for a drink of water. And we learned that in spite of her reputation. Now this lady, in spite of her reputation, come across as very prejudiced. Very prejudiced. With strong preconceived ideas about religion. Because, she said, oh no, you Jews, you mustn't count with us Samaritans. We're different denominations. Sorry, we can't. No, sorry about that. That ain't going to happen. Well, she had very strong traditions on what God's people should be like. And which people, we can judge other people what they should be like, even if we're not what we should be like. And this woman was just like that. Fortunately, the woman was about to have all those prejudices lovingly sorted out by the Lord Jesus. The only person who can. Wouldn't be wonderful if you've got all sorts of mixed up problems, all sorts of worries, the Lord, hand them over to the Lord Jesus and get things, all the priorities right. Yes. From just a simple request for a drink of water, Jesus was able to show her who he really was. Just by coming here tonight, maybe you've been here many times before, tonight might be the very time that you get a new revelation from the Lord Jesus of who he is. It happens. And what a glorious transformation happened in that woman's life as a result. Yes, if we've got the humility to reach out and understand more about the Lord Jesus, about his risen glory, majesty, dominion and power, then that will transform us as a person. He showed her that she needed to forget about religious prejudices and receive the living water, the new life. It's a lovely picture, that, isn't it? Living water, new life coming in. When you become a Christian, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit is like living water coming out and filling your life. It's so glorious. It's so glorious. Maybe that's just what you need tonight. I wonder. I don't know anything about you. I'm just a human being. With all the limitations of a human being that the Lord Jesus knows, he knows you and what you need tonight. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you were the very person here tonight, maybe just that one person that Jesus had set all this hand that motion for, that received that living water of new life from him and have a transformed life that can only come from the Lord Jesus himself. Maybe that's just what you need. A completely transformed life with the power of the risen Lord Jesus in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Very good, isn't it? Bear in mind that first of all, he showed her that he knew all about those dodgy little things that were in her life. He knew all about them. Yes. I mean, the five husbands and having a husband that wasn't really a husband and all those things, yeah. We don't need to go in that, do we? But he knew all about it. Even though she'd never met him before. And he'd never met her before. And that's, I'm sure, when she started to realise, hello, that's when she began to realise she was in the presence of God himself. In the person of Jesus Christ. And that time had really come for a change in her. I wonder if that's exactly you tonight. If it is, then you can respond to the Lord Jesus in repentance. It takes a bit of humility. We human beings are not all that good on humility, are we? I'm probably not myself, I don't know. But you have to make that stoop. You have to have a bit of humility to come in repentance to the Lord Jesus. That's what he wants you to do tonight. If you're that person that all this is coming to being for. The Lord Jesus wants that wonderful living water to come like a fountain with you new as you become a new creation in the Lord Jesus. Living water which you'll never thirst again. Once you've got the new life of the Lord Jesus within you, it goes right through this life, right through death, right on into eternity. Wow! You can't ignore this, can you? It's such a wonderful, wonderful blessing for you if you've never experienced it before. The starting point for you tonight is an acceptance that your life is definitely not right with God as it is. Do you reckon you've got the humility to admit that? Takes a bit of humility. And it's on a pathway that can only lead to a loss of eternity. Away from God forever. You don't want that, do you? I hope I don't need to prove to you tonight that there is a God. Do you need me to prove? No. I mean, everything in this life is so complicatedly worked out and planned that it couldn't happen by accident. It couldn't create itself. It's got to have a maker, a creator, who's put it all together. Now, if you're, yes, willing to admit that tonight, that the Lord Jesus had to go to the cross for you, on your behalf, for all that's wrong in you, you can leave here tonight with joy in your heart. A new creation in the Lord Jesus. Actually, I've just been reminded why God gave me exactly the right reading tonight. I wasn't sure. I mean, I thought, well, you know, this is a well-read bit of the Bible. Now I know for sure that that's what God wanted me to do. Because verse 28 is a real little gem. I wouldn't have missed it for anything. It simply says, the woman left her water pot, yep, and went away to the city. I mean, at first that just sounds like a little throwaway remark, doesn't it? Left the water pot, rushed to the city, yep. But in fact, see, that water pot is like a symbol of what her life ended up to before she met the Lord Jesus. It was just survival. Just survival. Eat, food, sleep, drink, whatever. That's what it represented. Nothing more than that. With a few sinful associations to make it worthwhile. That's all her life added up to. Until she met the Lord Jesus. Now that old life had become displaced, yes, with the living water within, that new life in Jesus Christ. the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. It filled her with real joy and a new purpose for living. That joy was so full that she couldn't wait to rush back and share it with other people. And that, my friend, is a perfect fulfillment of a promise that the Lord Jesus said when he said, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." But all the scriptures declare that rivers of living water shall flow out from the innermost being. If anyone who believes in me, the word of God, then that explains exactly what Jesus was speaking of, the Holy Spirit that comes to dwell within anyone who believes in him. Yes, the Holy Spirit, and I'm nearly through now, flows into our life and just has to overflow out of it, doesn't it? If it's for real, that's what happens. It has to flow out of it. If that promise of God has been filled in you tonight now, and you've only been surviving up to now, depending on a few sinful pleasures to make life worthwhile, that you? Tonight, all that can be changed forever. Our reading tells us that when the disciples turned up, all they could say to him was, you talking to a woman? We don't do that. I'm sorry, that's more prejudice coming out here. That's not a proper thing. What are we doing? Only the Lord Jesus knew of the transformation that had taken place in that woman's life. And I mention that because we human beings are incapable of knowing what really goes on in other people's minds, as I said earlier. Only the Lord Jesus knows the tears of repentance that you may be crying within you tonight. Only the Lord Jesus knows of the courage you've plucked up to make a step of faith tonight. I keep saying it, don't I? Is that you? Only the Lord Jesus knows that you've opened your heart to him to drink in that wonderful living water of eternal life that he's offered you. And when that wonderful experience happens to you, you just won't be able to keep it to yourself. It's so glorious. Such a wonderful experience to become a new creation in Christ Jesus. Well, just like the woman at the well. Right. I'll stop there. I don't want to weary you. Let's just pray about this right now. Yep. Risen Lord Jesus. Only you can know the hidden needs that we have in our lives. Only you can provide the answer to those needs. We remember that divine invitation that says, "Come unto me, all you who labour and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Grant that rest, that peace, that joy, that fulfilment, that transformation to those here tonight who turn to you in repentance and ask for that living water within. All glory be to you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for listening. Thank you very much for listening.